Emmanuel. Thank you, thank you. As spirit director, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Last meeting, that was last Sunday, I told you I will always be in your midst as the spirit director. So I'm asked to come and talk to you. That is why I'm here. Are you ready to receive me? Thank you. God talked to us through his word by his spirit. So where is the word of God? Let me say in your hand, your Bible. Tell your neighbor, God talked to us through his word by his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say thank you, viewers all over the world, and I want to thank you for your time. Hallelujah. Yes, open your Bible to the book of so where we stopped last meeting about the word of faith. Today we talk about the work of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talk about the work of faith. You see, faith. That is just my feet to point you to the Lord. And I am not all that in other area, but just the heart of God. The heart of God. This is why we always talk about faith. You cannot please him without faith. Nothing please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, take your reading. The book of 2 Corinthians, are you there? Second Corinthians, I will take my reading from that is chapter 5, and let me just go straight to the proof text, and later you'll find time to read all other verses. Awaiting the new body. That means, how can you be awaiting the new body? That means this body is a tent. The body you are is a tent. So the awaiting the new body. Chapter 5. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God. I take it again. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal home in heaven, not built by human hand. That human hands are not employed. Human hands are not employed. Are you there? Let's take a look at verse 7. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and I will prefer to be away from the body, at home with the Lord. Whether we are at home in the body or away from it. Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So I will leave you. When you get home, not even when you get home, at your free time, take a read from the verse 1 to the end. Hallelujah. If you may quickly remember where we stopped last Sunday, and I'm going to take you from that there, the work of faith, because today we see work of faith as a risk. Christian today see work of faith as a risk. How can I believe what I'm not seeing with my eyes? This is assumption. We see it as a risk. The work of faith is not a risk, but a sure and practical act. Are you there? The work of faith. Say, how can I believe what I do not see? Huh? Because we are used to what we see, what we feel, what you can see by yourself, perceive, feel. This is a thing we used to. But for me now to believe, to begin to believe what I do not see, we see it as a risk. That is risk. A man of God say, I'm here. Ah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. You ask yourself 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. The work of faith is not a risk, but a sure and what? Practical act. If a person has not received the teaching of the scriptures, that is, if you have not been grounded in the word, or you have not received the promise of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, not just the promise of Holy Spirit, in your spirit, forcing yourself to do such act is indeed a risk. You can see why it's risk. Forcing yourself to do such act is indeed a risk. You must be grounded in the word. If not, there will be nothing for your spirit. There will be nothing in your spirit, let me put it that way. Your spirit will be empty if you are not grounded in the word. There will be nothing in your heart. Heart means spirit, for the spirit of God to use. You know, the word of God is an instrument for the spirit. Instrument of healing, instrument of peace, instrument of deliverance. He used the word of God to heal us. He used the word of God to deliver us. If you have not been grounded in the spirit, in the word of God, there will be nothing in your heart for the spirit of God to use, or for the spirit of God to remind us of, to remind you of. One will be empty, the heart will be empty. Heart means spirit. And when the heart's empty, there's nothing for the spirit to use. He used that word. He used that word. It is not all up to you. Certainly it is not all up to him. Your genuineness plus his ability make it happen. If you are empty, there's nothing for him to use. You must be grounded in the word. If you are not grounded in the word, your heart will be empty and there will be nothing for the Spirit of God to use. He used the word in our hearts. This is why we give you the faith bracelets to meditate. Meditation in the word of God is a visit with God. That's what I'm saying. I can't hear you. Meditation in the word of God is a visit with God. It's possible for you to visit him. Yes, it's a visit with him. So, if a person has not received the teaching of the scripture, that is, if you have not been grounded in the word of God, if you have not received the promise of the Holy Spirit in your heart, forcing yourself to do such heart, be healed, be delivered, be saved in Jesus' name, is indeed a risk. You know, anything that comes by force is not a faith. Force. Effortless. If your work of faith is something conscious, pretentious, you have not yet learned the lesson of faith. If you have faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, this heart are spontaneous and unpretentious. That is natural. It's natural without sweat. Be healed. Be delivered. You are not the one doing them. It's God. The work of healing is not our work. Healing is not our work. Deliverance is not our work. It's God's work. When it comes to healing, it's not mine. That is why I can heal you at the same time and give you money. Because I know that healing is not my work. But giving you money is a way of receiving blessing. So healing you, giving you money. Because that healing is not my work. But if I now go ahead to give you money to help you, bless you as well, it's a way of, actually I need blessing from God. Because I cannot say I'm healed, I'm not the one healing. So don't be surprised if a man of God pray for you and heal you, and at the same time giving you money and say, again, after healing, give me money. No, don't be surprised, because that healing is not his job. It's not his work. It's just being used as a material. take it again, don't be surprised if man or girl praying for you and hear you, I'm he. To you have to pay. No. That healing is not his job, it's not his war, it's God's war. If he hear you and give you money, don't be surprised. Himself is looking for blessing. It's a way of paying his tithes. Again, if you have faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, there are many faiths. Faith in faith, faith in yourself, faith in the business, you know, in the business world there. A friend will say, no, I have faith in that job. That is not the kind of faith we are talking about here. The kind of faith we are talking about here is a trust. Faith means a trust. T-R-U-S-T. And you can never, and you would never, don't try to trust anyone. Just love everyone. Trust only God. Don't trust me. Just love me. Because you can only trust someone who has no beginning and has no end. I have beginning and I have end. Only Jesus has no beginning, has no end. Trust him. Faith, the work of faith. Today, I think I will carry you to some level that you understand faith better. If you are with me here, because some are with their business, their mind, their heart is not, are not here. Are you here? I can't hear you. Anyone can confess? Anyone can say yes and yes, yes, and it's not yes on the inside. No, and it's not no on the inside. How do we know now? Are you here with me?
Yes.
How do we know the genuineness of what you are saying? Hallelujah. Yes, let me take you here. If you have faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is by his stripes, all what you are looking for, blessing, victory, salvation, or whatever, they are all past issue. The healing, past victory. Deliverance, past victory. Past on the cross. On the way to Calvary.
It's
event. You have no reason to seek, no reason to be poor, no reason to be suffer. In him there is nothing like that. So if you now have faith in that is what I call finished work. If you now have faith in that, in the finished work, these acts are spontaneously. This act are what? Spontaneous and unpretentious. That is natural. 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 Be healed is natural. It will flow just like that. You will not be conscious. You'll be under the influence. You know, when you are under, when people are under the influence of wine, this is where you want to go, isn't it? This is where you want to go, isn't it? Why you cannot go where you want to go? Because you are under what? Are you conscious? Oh, yes. If your walk of faith is something conscious, you have not yet learned the lesson of faith. If you are conscious, you'll be looking for your family to heal. Your enemy, you will not pray for them. Oh, mm-hmm. You will say to them, be healed. Auntie, come. Let me hear you. And you said that you can go and rest. Because it's my family, because I'm conscious of. And we are not here for that now. We only just talk. Your spirit is high. Tell your neighbor, my spirit is high. Oh. Are you with me? Now, I want to take a sample again. Just as one is under the influence of wine, where you take what do you call the name? Rio Goguru. We are not saying the modern one today. You can finish 10 bottles. The real one, local one, those days. Just a spoon. This is where I want to go, isn't it? This is where I want to go, isn't it? Why I could not go there? Because I'm what? Under what? And I'm not what? And I'm not conscious. Abi? I'm not conscious of what I'm doing. If I'm conscious of what I'm doing, I will not be going this way I'm going. Because I'm not conscious. Pretentious. So also, if your walk of faith is something conscious, you will be looking for your family to pray for first. You will not pray for your enemy. If your enemy come for prayer, say, please, go. You have forgotten what you have done. You have forgotten what you have done. You are coming here for prayer. Who will pray for you? And this is what has happened today. We are conscious of ourselves when we are praying. Eh? We are conscious of ourselves when we are praying. That is why you draw all the name of your enemy. You draw the you read Psalm 35. You see, oh, I forgot this one. Jesus, hit him. There's another one I forgot it. Okay. Oh, you say? Jesus. Okay, I've forgotten this place. Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people, when they want to enter my office, they don't know that I used to look through the office. They'll do that the first. I say, ah. I don't know. Ah. They will be playing when they are coming. You hear their voices. Hey, have you eaten? No, I have not eaten. But when they now face my door, they don't know. What is the meaning of that? What is the meaning? They are conscious of what they are doing. It's a consciousness. And immediately they do this. They were laughing outside. Eh? They do this and they open the door, they frown. Good afternoon, sir. I say, good afternoon. What happened? Nothing, nothing. Okay, thank you. By the time they turned back, they started laughing. Is that not pretentious? Yeah? That is conscious and pretentious. So if your walk of faith is something conscious and pretentious, you have not learned, you have not yet learned the lesson of faith. Write it down. You know when you're to pray. Ah, it is 4 o'clock. Look here. It is 4 o'clock. Please. Hello? Hello? Please. I will call you back. You want to pray. You are conscious of what you are doing. It's not your word. Prayer is not your word. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Inside your room, you are praying. Somebody started knocking the door. You say, wait for me, oh. Wait. Let me go and open the door. Okay, we are praying. Eh? Come and join us. You are conscious of what you are doing. Prayer is not your. When you are praying, you don't know. You are taking from this tent. You are no longer in this tent. You are no longer in this tent. See, like my brother have this sunset. Look at your sunset. Immediately that's the prayers start. If there's any phone call, he will stop the prayer and and do an office. May you are conscious of what you are doing. And when you are conscious of what you are doing, it means you are using your reasoning, mental power, which is opposed to what we are talking about. Reasoning, mental power to pray. Reasoning, mental power you are using, not the Spirit of God. They say, when it is 3 o'clock, I'll break my fast. How do you know when you will break your fast? And exactly 3 o'clock, whatever you are doing, you stop it. You want to break your fasting. You are conscious of what you are doing. Reasoning, mental power. And what is the result of this? If you have faith on this, what will happen is after prayer, you will still be worried, full of anxiety. That to tell you that your faith is not on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, but on what? On what? This is why after your prayer, you'll still be worried, full of anxiety, as if you have never prayed at all, because your faith is not on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is it. Anytime you have that, you know, no, this is what man of God is saying. You can know. after prayer, the worry will still continue. Worry will still continue. Anxiety will still continue. That is to tell you, or to tell you that, hey, you are conscious of what you are doing. And to tell you also that, look, reasoning and mental power and faith come when they were prevailing over the thinking processing. Lesson 1 says, say after me, faith comes when they were prevailing over thinking processing. I can hear you. Again? Faith comes when the will prevail over thinking processing. You see what I'm saying? If the work of your faith is something conscious, after prayer, you will still be worried, full of anxiety, as if you have never prayed at all. This shows there is no evidence of faith. Anytime God gives us faith, He gives us evidence of the faith. Let someone say, write it down. Anytime God gives us faith. Anytime God gives us faith, He gives us evidence of the faith. And evidence of the faith is, after prayer, joy. Prayer for any request. Prayer for any request must be followed by an absolute trust in God that He is now working out the answer. I take it again. Evidence that any time God gives us faith, He gives us evidence of the faith. And what is the evidence of faith? Evidence of faith is an absolute trust after prayer. After prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, an absolute trust. In Him, that He is now what? He is now working out the answer. I take it again. Because I say I will take you to some level that you know what faith is. Because it's a trouble to Christians today. It's a big problem. You can know now, when you leave here today, you are, I'm praying on reasoning. You will know the difference of that. You will not continue wasting your time after prayer and say you are expecting God to do it, whereas your prayer goes nowhere. Immediately, I take it again. Evidence of the faith. Anytime God is, let me tell you, faith does not rely in itself. God is the place where faith rests. Only those who have such kind of faith, such kind of rest, have faith. I take it again. Faith does not rest in itself. God is the place where faith rests. only those who have such rest have it. And what is rest? Rest in God's love, God's wisdom, and God's power. He gives us faith, and he gives us evidence of the faith. No matter what you think, what you feel, what you do, but what God has said, final. No matter how you feel, how you think it should be this way, it should be that way, either pray upon this too many, you pray well, you spend 10 hours, how you think, how you feel, but what matter what God has said. He speaks to us through his word by his spirit. I'm taking you back again. I'm taking you back. Back to conscious. To be conscious, I say, if your walk of faith is something conscious, something pretentious, you have not yet learned the lesson of faith. And how do we know? If you are conscious of what you are doing, when you say, Jesus, Jesus, and something conscious, not that you are being carried away, being carried along by the Spirit, but you are conscious of what you are doing, you know what you are doing. How do we know? You will know after prayer. It will follow by what? Worry. Full of anxiety. As if you have never prayed at all. And once you know that, you know, I'm praying of myself, not of God. You know, Holy Spirit intercede for us. We don't know how to pray. You know that? You know? The Holy Spirit intercede for us. We don't know how to pray. If the Holy Spirit is the one intercede for us, we don't know how to pray. How can you be conscious of what you are saying? He's the one who take you out of this tent. When you are praying of him. Of faith are but self-surrender. That is, act of faith are but self-work, surrender. Tell your neighbor, act of faith are but act of self-surrender. Again, what do I mean? I mean putting an absolute stop to your own work, your own way, your own thinking, your own reason, and rest in God's law, God's wisdom, and God's power. An absolute stop to your own work, your own world, your own way, your own thinking, your own reason, how you want it to be. The prayer point, look, this 99% of Christians today, this is our problem. We have prayer point. It's consciousness. Before you pray, you know, this, we are from traditional church. When I was very small, the prayer point will be stated. Prayer for forgiveness for our country. After that, mercy for our country. Apology for our country. I told you when I was very little, a pastor that came to our house, I was very, very small. He used to come to my mom, my late mom. Those days, very small, I was in the school, primary school. Each time I see this pastor, I will, this man has come again. Because we can be on our knee for 5 hours. the prayer has now become a burden to me. I say, God actually wanted to use me. If not, that pastor would have made me to discourage about the prayer. I now hate anything, that prayer. When I just see pastor come, I say, oh my gosh. Sometimes I will hide under the back of the door. Sometimes I will not come back home. I will make sure I will look at the time the pastor. Each prayer point, 30 minutes. Bagong, we'll be on our knee. Prayer for pardon. I will finish my own under 2 minutes. I will now open my eyes. I will be looking at my mom, looking at everybody. Looking at everybody that is praying. I will be looking at them. They will continue praying. I will say, There was a time I scroll to meet my mom on my knee. I scroll. Crawling. I draw my mommy attire. And the attire fell on the ground. Mommy opened the eyes and said, Because you want to naked me? Indeed, the attire just fell down. Mama just opened eyes. I said, my mommy is conscious of what is this. And I said, no, that is naked. He's conscious. My mom was telling me, mama is conscious of what is doing. He calculated, mama draw back and hit me. Wah! The pastor opened the eyes and said, what happened? These people are not calling God. Two people are fighting. The presence of God is not God. God is not there. The pastor said, take it easy. Prayer for mercy again. He started again. And I was looking for something to stop. My mommy draw her attire and tie it back and hit me. Bah! And after the prayer, he now come and say, you have been very stubborn. What are you doing this for? I said, how can we just say 5 hours on the knee? Okay. So I hope you understand about being conscious of what we are doing. This is the problem we are facing today. We are facing, all of us. When you see many books, prayer point, stated this, for forgiveness, for this, for that. Like I have said, anything that come by force is not faith. Like what we have seen now, that act of faith but act of self-surrender. So if you surrender your energy, you surrender your effort, you surrender your sweat, you surrender your energy, this power, you... If you have surrendered all this, where will you get energy? Let someone say, anything come by force. is not fit. Faith is something that comes spontaneously. That's what I'm going to say. Faith is something that comes spontaneously. If I look at my brother, if I have, as I see my brother, and I can see you, Abby, do I need to begin to force myself to believe that you are the one? Can you give mic to my brother? Sit down, sir. Bring the mic. So that you understand the word faith. Look at my brother. Can you see? You can see my brother. Camera, please, can you give us two pictures here? Okay. Can you see my brother? You see me? You see my brother? I can see you.
Yes.
Speak louder.
You can see me, yes.
Okay. Do I now need to force myself to believe that you are the one?
No.
And begin to do like this?
No. Not at all. No.
That is faith. Within a second, I believe. That is faith. Within a second, I believe is the man. I don't need to force myself or struggle to believe. This is what you people are doing today. This is what you are doing. Struggle to believe. Is it the one? Or any other person? Who is the man? Whereas, this is the man. I can see you are the one. I don't need to force myself to believe or struggle to believe. That is faith for you. Out of faith. Say after me. Out of faith. But out of self-surrender. Again.
Out of faith.
Again.
Out of faith.
Putting an absolute stop to your own way, your own doing, your own looking, your own walk. And rest in God's love, God's wisdom, and God's power. That is faith. You may be seated. Thank you. So I want to leave you here. So, and I think you are having this home today. That all those your belief in the past, you can know now today. If what you are saying is to God or to yourself or people around you, if what you are saying is to God, after prayer, followed by absolute trust, that will tell you that you are praying to God. Your prayer will follow by what? Absolute trust in God that He is now working out the answer. He is now working the healing. He is now working the deliverance. He is now working your salvation. He is now working everything. You see that sign. There will be that belief. That is what the Bible says. When God gives faith, He gives belief. He gives evidence. Let someone say, when God gives faith, He gives evidence of the faith. The evidence of the faith is immediately you finish prayer, followed by absolute trust, your heart will be very strong. You see that joy in your heart that, oh, my prayer has answered. That is faith. You just suddenly give a call to your children at home. Please, can you get me that goosey soup before I come home? I'm happy. Yes. But that happiness you cannot explain. It comes spontaneously. Let someone say, it comes spontaneously. That is naturally. you will not be able to explain. But a happiness you can explain. That is the prayer you offer today. Happiness you can explain. Because I fall down, that is why I will be here. Happiness you can explain, that you are conscious of what you are doing. I've given you the good sample of when one is under the influence of wine and you have taken so much alcohol. Where you want to go is not where you go. Meaning you are not conscious, Abby?
Yes.
But if you are conscious of what you are doing, will you be going where you don't want to go?
No.
So the same thing, you must be under the influence of God. Why praying? Because prayer is nature of God. Faith is nature of God. What you are asking for is nature of God. Where will you start from now? You can see everything you have been doing in the past is like a zero. If you are to be sincere, you just find that, so look at me. Right from beginning now, it's like I'm trying to serve God. I'm not serving Him. I'm trying to play ball, but I'm not playing ball. You have to play ball, not trying to play ball. You have to serve God, not trying to serve God. That is it. Finally, let me leave you with this. I want to anchor you so that this will take you, follow it, this will follow you home. You must be under the influence of God to do the will of God. If I want to do what this man wants me to do, I must be under your influence. Okay, what do you want me to do? You want to go there and you want me to follow you? Let's go. I must be under his influence to follow him where he wants to go, because it's where he wants to go, it's not where I want to go. I want to go differently and he wants to go this way. Before I can surrender, I must be under his influence. Okay, let's go. Now it means that out of faith, but out of self-surrender, I'll surrender for this man. I surrender all. Listen to your song.
Trust in His name.
of faith are but out of self-surrender, putting an absolute stop to our own way, our own work, our own thinking, our own thoughts, and rest in God's love, God's wisdom, and God's power. You may be seated. Like I have said, my testimony now, which I am waiting to come out one day and give in the church, is to see those who have heart for God, love of God, be proud and be happy with themselves. People are not happy. People complain there and then, complain about their government, complain about their economies, complain about misrule, misjaw, misappropriation, corrupt. People are not happy. Our young people, young ones, their legacy, education, and nothing to write home about again. That is only legacy they have. And the whole thing affected. I could remember those days, we all running to be first class. No student is interested again, because they are since first class on the street, jobless. Nothing to encourage them anymore. nothing to actually encourage our young one. Nothing to encourage them. We, in those days, 10, 15, 20 years ago, many things encouraged people to study. You want to be, oh, first class. You see people becoming, I know many of my friends are not mentored. You know, when you are reading for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, not stop, you will not mentor. I have friends, it's not a mentor, he has no psychiatric record, no at all. But he not mentor, because he was so tense in reading. He read a textbook, the whole textbook, and memorized them, and later he found himself in the hospital. Because he would tell you that I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be this, I want to come out first class. Many things encourage people then, but today nothing. This is life we find ourselves. This is, I cry many in the, before this is able to be out. I cry to God that our future, you know, I said it 2 years ago. I said our future is crying for help. Is that not what is happening now?
Yes.
I say we are in the valley. I said it.
Yes.
You watch the video?
Yes.
That was 2 years ago. I say we are in the valley and our future is crying for help. What is happening now? Are we not in the valley? Sit down there. Because you are not seeing crocodile. Because crocodile live in the valley. We are in the valley. Our future is crying for help. I cry to God for this. I will tell you, when you have this, you know who is TB Joshua. The one they are spraying in your mouth is a drop. Just you see a drop. You know, when it is raining and the bath is full, the drop of it, you cannot be satisfied enough. That is why when they spray it in your mouth, you have not seen. So, but like I have said, our partner all over the world, I've said it for the past 3 months, because since the beginning of this ministry, I have not been given the grace, because God said they watch humanity, they receive blessing from humanity, but I say, God, as your child, allow me, I want to go beyond that. In terms of blessing, bless them. So that when they are blessed, they can bless their neighbor around. Because as you are receiving it, you reply by saying, when I'm blessed, I bless people around me. The more you bless people around you, the more you are blessed. That will be the title before you receive it. As you receive it, begin to bless people around you, help people around you, care for people around you. Because that is the sign that follows. Because what is greater here is prosperity inside there. Because I realize that 99% of sickness we are talking about, we are not sick. We are not sick. It's poverty. 99% of sickness you are talking about, it's not sickness. It's poverty. When you are poor, you eat what you are not supposed to eat. At your age, you can drink a lot of cassava, gari, cocoa. There is nothing you cannot drink. You drink ogogoro because there is no food. Tell me why diabetes will not come. Huh? When you are blessed, you know what to eat, the kind of food to eat. You know there is time to go for medical checkup and check your body. Medical checkup care. When there's a bitter leaf at the back of the yard. So 99% of the sickness you are talking about are not sickness. Poverty. If I'm talking, let me see your hand. Poverty. Let me give you. Not one, not two. I have seen many. A man called me one day that they sick. They say he's in the hospital. I said, okay. Just only 300,000 I gave to them to give to the man. This is a man that is nearly in coma. The man woke up. $300,000. They just whisper to his ear on the bed. They said, but they cannot talk to him now because the machine, everything. The breathing was not good. And the doctor said it's 50-50. So the doctor just went to him and said, that daddy, 300,000, man of God said they should give you. That was the end of the sickness. So the man just came. That day, the man followed them to church. The doctor said, wait, let me test you again. Immediately, the doctor started a new test. The blood pressure normal. That urine that used to drop, to stopped. And the naked baba do all sort of tests to see whether the blood is still dropping. Nothing dropped. The blood temperature was normal and everything. Baba that could not eat for 3 days asked for rice. The doctor said they should not give rice. They should give a normal food. He said, no, he's hungry. They give him fruit, everything. Baba said, I've seen it rise. So what I'm saying is that when I say poverty does not mean you don't have at all, but what you have cannot take care of your responsibility. When I say poverty does not mean a man can be poor and yet he has 100 million naira cash and yet he's poor. People don't know the meaning of poverty. Poverty does not mean you don't have money. A man will have 200 million naira cash. And this money is not a debt. It's not his own personal money. And yet he's poor. The blood pressure will go high. Because that cannot handle the responsibility. This responsibility is so much. So what you are going through, when you think about your own responsibility and what you have around you, they are nothing. You have so much responsibility. And sometimes when you think of this responsibility, you say, does it want to live? That is the question you ask yourself. Does it actually want to live again? When you are saying this, tell me, how can you pray and expect evidence of faith? So these are the things we are talking about. That the prosperity inside it is so much that it will give you natural joy in your heart. You know, expectation in God is very great. When I just stand, I don't have anything, but I'm expecting something, and I believe that will come. I will be dancing. People will be looking at me, why is he dancing? Even landlord will say, he has not paid me house rent and he's dancing. What is happening to this man? The landlord will now knock the door, say, how are you? I hope no problem. No problem, oh, I thank God. Oh. Landlord will not say, see, a debtor. And he doesn't know that your expectation is in God. So by the grace of God, I want to believe that this little month, 2 to 3 months before the new year, they are your month. So thank you very much. Thank you. So we send it to the partner all over the world under 2 to 3 weeks, and those who will not be able to wait, they will come and collect it here. So please. We don't want anything to affect the blessing. Nothing. We protect it, because what affecting God's blessing is the way we handle it, the way we give it. The way we give it, it will humble you. The way we will give you will humble you. It will humble your money, your wealth, your popularity, your fame. It will humble you. I will make myself available to hand over to you.
Amen.
As I know your expectation is genuine. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. So this is why I'm giving you this message. A message that will help you. True, the last Sunday message, today message, 3 weeks message, oh my God. Just continue to play it over and over. Most especially this message, I will make it available in hard copy. Now, I will ask them to begin to print it out, to give you hard copy, so you can go through it. It's not something you can read and just read it and drop it. It's not like that. So you go through until the message becomes part of you, and you become part of it. So this is so hard copy. You need a copy immediately. I will tell them to begin to provide the hard copy for you. Okay? So whatever you might have written here, they'll give you hard copy, and then you have it on the Emmanuel TV, the audio, the video. Okay, go through it, listen to the message. You need to listen to the message over and over and over and over and over. Okay? Okay, this message is greater than miracle you are talking about, because this is what we call maintenance. So thank you. God bless you. I would have loved to begin to touch you one by one, but I'm not released. But don't worry, they are going to minister this money water, this very one, to you. This very one, they will minister. But don't forget, if your faith is something conscious, it's a risk. If your faith is something what?
Conscious.
I've given you a sample. You must be under the influence of what? God, Holy Spirit, just as we are influence of wine, and wine will be dragging you where you don't want to go. But when you are saying, yeah, you are clapping, and you are still saying, can that solve my problem now? You are still conscious of yourself. Why can't you, man of God, pray for me himself? And these children, now when they come now, I want them to scream plenty inside my mouth. They will be rush. I don't know what is chasing them. Yeah. I know what is in your heart. This is exactly what is going in your heart. They say they will come now. These evangelists will come with them. The money water. They are not the owner of the money water. Instead of them to take time, and I will open my mouth wide. Instead of them to blow it inside my mouth, they go. Okay, let them come now. I'll drag them. This is what the people used to say. They say they will be in hurry all the time. Tell me, they believe what they are doing. They are not conscious of what they are. They are not conscious of themselves. That's why you see them moving. If they are conscious of themselves, the thing will not work. I'm going to meet them now. You will see them. When you see them doing it, any one of them you know doing it is no longer the person you know. It's no longer the person you know. You just say, you don't know me now. Wait close. Don't do that, because they are not conscious of. Okay? So thank you. They will start now. Thank you. God bless you. So I'm going to arrange your copy of this message and the copy of audio and video, so that you have this copy. Okay? Thank you. Come on. Oh, viewers, please. Come on. Let me talk to the viewers. Oh, my God. These are the... Yes. I'm waiting for God's word. I cannot just be talking to the viewers. God must give me a word to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. I want to believe my people are there. I know my people, and my people know me. They know me. I know you. Thank you. Give thanks to God. Where can we go from his presence? You listen to the message today. Yes, I know you listen to the message. Where can we go from his presence? Nowhere. It is time now for his blessing to locate you. Listen, you have been positioned already. You have been positioned. Listen to this. You must believe what I'm saying, because this is not my way. Not mine. You have been positioned for healing, for blessing, for deliverance, for salvation. Right now, begin to receive it. Viewers all over the world, begin to receive it. Receive them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to receive them. His mercy, you have been positioned. You have been positioned for his mercy. His favor, you have been positioned for his favor. Receive it, receive it, receive it. That's right now. I have been positioned for his favor. I have been positioned for his mercy. Let his mercy, let his favor, his favor, his mercy, Lord Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name. I command healing on you.
Come on, let give us also boom.
Wherever affliction, wherever disease, sickness, disease is located,
la maladie, que
be healed,
soit
be removed. Where can affliction go? Where can affliction go? Where can disease go? Where can disease go? In your organ, there is no hiding place.
Il n'y a pas de place cachée.
In your blood,
dans vos organes,
be healed.
C'est ça, non.
In your bone,
dans vos os,
be healed.
En tus huesos, c'est ça, non.
I can see you being healed. I can see you being delivered. I can see you being healed. I can see. Remember, physical eyes can see the present darkness, but the eyes of faith can see the light. I can see. Physical eyes can see the present darkness.
Voir les ténèbres présentes.
We'll see your situation. We'll see the sickness, disease. But the eyes of faith,
le Dieu de la foi,
can see the light.
Voir la lumière.
Be free in Jesus' name.
Libre en el nombre de Jesús.
Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free. You are free.
Vous êtes libre.
Tu eres libre.
Listen. Devil must remove his hand.
Le diable a enlevé ses mains.
Listen. Jesus is involved.
Jesus is
devil,
qui?
You must remove your hand.
Satanás, saca tu mano.
When Jesus is involved,
quand Jésus est impliqué,
devil, remove your hand.
Enlève ta main.
Remove your hand.
Enlève ta main.
Remove your hand.
Satanás.
Remove your hand.
Satanás.
Remove your hand. Remove your hand.
Enlève ta main,
remove
Satan.
Your hand.
Saca tu mano, Satanás.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Dans le nom de Jésus-Christ,
thank
amen.
You.
En el nombre de Jesús, amen.
You have been seated.